listening to Faith and Film, a joint podcast by the Catholic Communications Network and the Clifton Diocese. Well, it's another Faith and Film today, and I'm joined by Father Robert King. This Holy Week, we're looking at gospel films. Robert, there are many, many, many films we can choose from. King of Kings, The Greatest Story Ever Told, Jesus of Nazareth. Many great directors there, Zeffirelli, Pasolini. We have many films we could look at. Tell us why you've picked the two films you've picked.
They're both very different. They're incredibly contrasting. As a child, I can remember growing up, and at Easter time or Holy Week, there would always be a story about Jesus, a film about Jesus, a film about the gospel of the Passion on television. And it was a good thing to watch, not least of all because I could try and persuade my mum. That's a reason to watch TV on Good Friday. Pasolini's The Gospel of Matthew is a majestic film. You know, it's a real jewel on the video shelf. Pasolini, not a man of faith, an atheist, a Marxist, but a brilliant filmmaker who wanted to tell the story of Jesus for the big screen, who recognised there was something about Jesus that he wanted to share as a filmmaker. And that's always struck me. I don't know about you, James, but I'm always interested in meeting people of different faiths and different backgrounds and asking them why they're religious or why they're not. And often the really brave question to ask them is, what do they think about our religion? What do they think about our faith? And Pasolini's The Gospel of Jesus is his telling of something that's very important to us and a number of our listeners. And for me, that makes it kind of worth watching. As a film, it's beautifully crafted, as he's a skilled director who's able to use light and darkness to great effect. As a director, he's able to use a mix of professional and non-professional actors to tell a story in an effective way. In terms of the cinematography of the film, the beauty of the setting is there. But also, he's able to convey the healing that Jesus effected without obvious artificial touches. It's kind of there. It's done by quick editing. It's not done by the effects we'd expect today now. But nonetheless, it's effective in its own way. The film is shot in such a way that it uses a lot of soft focus, so it maybe doesn't surprise us when there's quick editing when we'd expect jazzy effects. But I think that's one of the film's strengths, because the story of Christ is strong enough to hold up to its telling without too many effects.
And fast forwarding 40 plus years, we also take a look at The Passion of the Christ, Mel Gibson's film.
A film that one would hope had a lot of effects in it. Yeah, a completely different filmmaker, Mel Gibson. A very controversial man for a number of different reasons. The film, when it came out, caused great controversy in whether or not it was appropriate. Was this film about him or was it about Christ?
Good questions, but why don't we just take a very quick look at some of the ones that we're not going to look at in depth but are still worthy of comment. I mean, we've had loads of them, haven't we? Probably everyone can think back to looking at Robert Powell now in Holby City and seeing him playing Christ in Jesus of Nazareth, Zeffirelli's film. Is that one you like?
That's right, From Christ to a Hospital in Bristol. Yeah, it's just a great film, isn't it? It's one that many people have, my generation and above, will have grown up with watching on the TV. You know, it was a very audiovisual way of understanding the narrative of the gospel. One of the great things about film when it comes to telling the story of Christ is that it really brings to life Christ as a person. You know, we see levels of complexity, we see even possibly contradictions in the narrative. All things, you know, that make Christ real for us. One of the challenges we have, or the big challenge we have as a Christian people through baptism, is to become holy. And that's something we realise by imitating Christ. So film is another way of enabling us to know something about the person of Christ. To see him on the screen, to experience what it would be like to hear him preach, to see what it would be like with him healing people by his touch, and to get some sense of his charismatic nature. You know, the man who very gently called his disciples to leave their boats and walk with him. That's something we get to see in a very special way in film, a way that we perhaps don't when we read the gospel for ourselves at home or hear them proclaimed in church.
And it's amazing, isn't it? Because not only is the gospel story, the story of Christ, one that fascinates directors, it's also one that can be used creatively, like Jesus of Montreal, again, tragically and creatively. But it can also be used controversially. And I'm thinking Scorsese's The Last Temptation of Christ. I mean, Christ, you know, rather than being seen as untouchable in cinematic terms, is quite front and centre, isn't he?
Absolutely. You know, Christ is incredibly important. And you mentioned Scorsese's film there, you know, that was scripted by Paul Schrader. You know, the two of them have often worked together, but come from very different religious backgrounds. And certainly that film caused an enormous amount of controversy, particularly in its pre-production and during its production, before it even reached distribution or exhibition in the cinemas. And one of the main reasons it caused controversy was because the story of Christ is so special. You know, how dare someone play around with it? And the point, I think, that was unearthed, really, with the controversy surrounding that film before the film was seen, and a lot of people criticised it without seeing the film, was that sometimes we want the story of Christ to be told as we see it. It's so special to us as individuals that we don't want to see someone else play around with it or tell it from a different perspective. It's so, so fundamentally important to us.
And, you know, we've mentioned King of Kings and the greatest story ever told, but there are also sort of spin-offs, aren't there? Sort of as if a camera was put into a slightly different reality of the situation. I'm thinking Barabbas. That's one I've sat through many times before as well. So the whole time, let alone the story, with the passion as the backdrop, is very fascinating in cinematic terms, isn't it?
Absolutely. One of the challenges we have when we read the gospel, hear it proclaimed, is to think about the characters who are contained in the gospel. The Ignatian exercise of prayer is to try and situate ourselves within scripture, to gently pray it through and then to think about how we would feel if we were there. Film enables us to do that in a unique way. When we see the gospel stories, we don't only see from Christ's perspective, but we also see it from the perspective of the other characters. We see what it was like for the standerby to witness Christ preaching in the streets. We see what it was like for his disciples to be called and then to walk with him, and then the confusion as they walked along wondering where it might lead, to the great fear and the emotional cascade of witnessing the crucifixion. We're also given an insight into the religious fervour of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. You know, we see what it was like for them to feel threatened by Jesus. We see what it was like for them to feel afraid for their position and how they're driven to do dreadful things. You know, we don't quite see them as anti-heroes, but certainly scripture enables us to see them at least in two dimensions, rather than just a single dimension of they're bad people.
Well, the two films we're going to look at, as you say, Pasolini's The Gospel According to St. Matthew and Mel Gibson's The Passion of the Christ, both contain those moments that, even if you've seen the film just once, stay with you for years. I mean, Mary's suffering is one thing that both films definitely conveyed very powerfully to me in different ways, because they visually were very different. But there are many, many positives to these two films and long-lasting memories, aren't there?
Absolutely. You know, when it is Holy Week now, and it really is worthwhile just to pick a film and enjoy it, you know. Make that journey of Christ through the audiovisual experience.